Time to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington. Today we have Angie Mann and Washington Mayor Joe Wellman with us in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Angie, I want to start with you. We're talking about the Hometown Collaborative Initiative this morning. And for those not familiar with it, give us a background on how this came about and what it's all about.
Well, I was part of the Leadership Daviess County class, and this is the, I guess, class of 2017 already. Doesn't seem possible. But we had to come up with a project that we worked on, and so Cindy Barber and I had been hoping to get the Hometown Collaboration Initiative here in Washington, so that's something that we thought would be a good thing for our leadership class. There were several of us that went together, applied for the grant, and actually received that grant. Or it's really a process more so than a grant, but it was something that was about five members of the Leadership Daviess County class put together, and fortunately Washington, Indiana was selected.
That's awesome. And what type of money are we talking about here, Angie?
Well, right now, basically, the main part of it is that we get professionals from OCRA, Office of Community and Rural Affairs, Ball State University, and Purdue University. So that's the main part of it. We go through anywhere from an 18 to 24 month process, and those professionals, close to $500,000,
wow,
is what those people's times and leadership skills are worth to us. And once we decide on a pathway project, Mayor Wellman, the City of Washington, agreed to pony up $10,000, and that would be something that would be matched by those folks from Hometown Collaboration Initiative once we choose a pathway project.
So the overall big picture is, at this point in the process, we need as many folks as possible to take a quick little online survey. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what's the best way? I did it just the other day. Listen, it takes maybe 5 to 7 minutes. It doesn't take much of your time at all, but each of these surveys are really important to this process.
It absolutely is. Right now we have 652 people that have responded, so that's very good, but our goal is 1,000. So we have about 350 more that we would like to see, and of course, if we can go above and beyond, that would be even better for us. So the thing of it is that we're looking at three different pathway projects, and so we want the Washington residents to basically give us our opinions on whether or not you would want to see us go into an area of developing a new generation of leaders, promoting small business and entrepreneurship, or investing in various quality of place projects. So in the end, that's what this is all about. There's three different pathways that can be chosen, and through this process and a community forum that will be taking place on January 30th, then a pathway will be chosen in the end.
Wow. And what does it mean for the city mayor for a group like this to spearhead a campaign like this? Isn't this great?
Well, obviously, you know, there are any number of projects that we could be taking on as a community. And this kind of brings the focus together toward one of those three areas that Angie mentioned. But even beyond that, I was really impressed about the group that Angie and Cindy Barber and everybody put together to come up with our original application. There were 20 people involved with that that represented various parts of the community, various demographics. And they all had input into the process to get us to this point. And so now, as Angie said, we want the public's involvement and public input. So I think it's just been great to at least get all those 20 together to get started down this road, and now to get the public input to give us some direction on where we go.
There's no right or wrong answer with this.
No, there's not.
You know, it's not like going back to school and taking a quiz. It's just giving your opinion on what you would like to see happen. And you know, we don't want to sway anybody one way or the other, but what are some things that can come of this? Can you tell us a little bit?
Well, a few things are, as Angie mentioned, there are three general pathways: developing leaders for the future, developing entrepreneurship, and just the economy and economic and community development, and then placemaking or quality of place. It could be anything. I mean, a lot of things have been talked about. Everything from bike trails to expansions of parks and public places, to expanding the Leadership Daviess County impact, to developing ways that young people or anyone can learn to start a business or sustain a business. If you can think of it, it probably fits into some place in this into this area. And the survey that you mentioned, it has lots of blank spaces for people to put their comments. You know, give you several ideas, but then it has a lot of spaces that just say other. You know,
sure.
We want people's, as Angie said, we want people's opinions and ideas.
And I think we're going in the right direction. You know, I look at that CEO class, for an example, for the young kids and developing business leaders. I mean,
right,
that's one of those classes that got started here and has just really grown.
Yes, most definitely. And both of those projects, the Leadership Davis County and the CEO class, fit in at least two of those areas, the leadership and the economy.
Absolutely. Angie, so we need people listening right now to take this survey. Again, it doesn't take very long at all. What's the best way to get on board to answer these questions to get to your 1,000 goal?
Okay, we have, based on several people helping us out, we've supplied the information to area businesses, et cetera. But for right now on the radio, www.IndianaHCI, which stands for Hometown Collaboration Initiative, .org/Washington. So you go on there, take the survey, you answer all the questions. And the big thing that we're wanting is that we want you guys to make comments on how we make our community a more vibrant place to live, work, and play. And that's key. We want your input. This is not something we just want 20 people from Washington deciding what we do. We truly want your opinion on that. And we do have it in Spanish and English versions. And we also have hard copies at the Purdue Extension office. So there's several ways to do that. But for right now, like I said on the radio, maybe the online version. But people can go to the Purdue Extension office and they can go to area businesses, et cetera, and actually obtain the hard copies that tell you exactly where you go to take the survey.
And what's your cutoff on this? It's coming up, right?
It is Friday, January 5th, and we're hoping to reach that 1,000 goal. If we do not, we can extend it, but we hope to get that done by 5 January, so that's why we're here.
Let's make it happen, guys. I'll share it on our Facebook page, too, Angie, so we can help get the word out. And go onto the WMW Facebook page, and you can fill it out there as well. We'll get that up as soon as we can, but want to make sure we get to that 1,000 goal. Again, it's a great opportunity. Hats off to you and all of the group and leadership, Davies County, for spearheading the campaign. And I know, Mayor Wellman, as you just sit and see a group like this work, it just makes your job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it's really heartwarming to see that much involvement. The other date that we want to keep in mind is January 30th, and that will be our public forum, and it will be at the Community Harvest, Harvest Community Fellowship Church, the old St. Mary's School. That will be that evening, January 30th, and we want the public to come out for that also.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll get you back before January 30th to remind folks about that meeting too, okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.